Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 72 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about keeping data in sync. So essentially, what we're talking about here is there's content management systems. Various content management systems have various levels of success keeping data in sync between the local and the remote. So in the traditional kind of WordPress craft expression engine world, where the databases are handled in that they carry two things. They carry the schema, which is like the definition of what are your channels or whatever else. But they also carry the data, which is like a entry in a channel. So let's say a channel is a blog, an entry to channel is a blog post. A channel is a portfolio, an entry is a portfolio item. So what's really interesting is I don't know how to say it. What's really interesting is that the Laravel and Rails and Express world really focus on the schema lives in code. So it lives in your migrations, right? And so you can sync schema, you can sync code with all the different people on the project just by sharing the Git repository around. But the data doesn't live there, and it doesn't tend to move between environments. So you got four different developers, a staging environment, a production environment. Almost always, they never share data. Whereas with the WordPress and Expression Engine craft world, they almost always have to, because the database, the kind of the single solitary database saves both the schema and the data. And that's usually okay for smaller projects, but when we run into problems with this in larger projects is when we've got basically this circumstance where, how do I say it? We've got a circumstance where there's the developers working at the same time the client is entering data. So let's say the client is in the production admin panel of any of those CMSs, makes some change to data, writes a blog post or something. And at the same time, the developer's working locally and they're adding some kind of schema change, some kind of feature or something like that, that kind of changes the overall schema. So now we have two different kind of branches of our project that both have had database changes. And the problem is Git can't really handle reconciling those things. And so we end up doing things like, shutting the client out of the project for a couple days at a time so that we can make schema changes or other stuff. And I got to say, heavy caveats, man. The Craft CMS crew is fantastic. They're wonderful people. It's an incredible project, and I love it, and I think it's really, really powerful for a lot of really great needs. That having been said, this has been a kind of ongoing pain point, and we've talked about it. They're very aware of this, and they're actively working on fixes for it. But the thing is, people like us, multiple developers used to working this kind of Git type of workflow, just doesn't really, it's not really like the kind of the Git, it's not really like the Craft target audience, it's just kind of not where they target, and that's fine. So I understand the fact that, it's not their first priority to work on this massive architectural shift. So we've been coming across this project called Statamic for a while, and I just recently took a look at it a second time around, and they recently released a version 2 beta that's based on Laravel, and Statamic is different because it uses flat files. So the good thing that Statamic has going for it is that there is no database that you have to worry, or it doesn't have to be any database that you have that you have to worry about kind of keeping in sync, because the data lives in files, and that files can either be committed to Git, which is what we're doing right now. The one problem with doing it the way we're doing it right now is if you you commit those data files to Git, then every single time anybody makes a content change, it actually is a new Git push. That isn't always the best way to do it. What we're probably going to try out next, and I'll kind of check in both here and on the Titan blog, where I'm going to be writing about this soon. Surprise, there's a Titan blog coming out probably tomorrow, and I'll be writing about this soon. What we're probably going to be doing soon is Git ignoring the content files. So basically all the markdown files that are like the core of the content creation for Statamic. And if you've never run into it before, basically it's just like any CMS where you have the template files and you got the definition files. But in most CMSs, a lot of the things, so the definition of like the channels and what field types there are and the properties and the content lives in the database. And now it can go into a database for Statamic if you want, but it also can go into files, and I prefer putting them in files. So they're in YAML files for settings, they're in markdown files for content, and then some, some plainer content stuff just can live in HTML templates. They have their own proprietary language that I think we're calling Antler now, I'm not sure, a templating language for that. So you could put those all on Git, or you could all put those on anything that Fly System gives you access to, which means you can host it in Dropbox, you can put them in S3, you can put them in FTP, and you can do databases. That's one of their options. What I'm going to try is just putting it in the remote server and just Git ignoring that folder. So basically what I'm going to have is a local definition of the channels, a local definition of the templates, but the content, so blog entries or people, or portfolio items, those will all be get ignored kind of manually, so that those, if you want to get the ones off the production site into your local development environment, you actually have to copy those files. The control panels are similar. The mentalities are similar to Craft. They're both incredibly wonderful communities. Craft is more well-known at this point. I think it's really the great spiritual successor to Expression Engine, whereas Statamic is kind of off on its own for good and for bad. But basically, we've only done Statamic for probably 2 weeks at this point, been on the V2 beta this whole time. So I'm not the right person to make a final statement on the viability of Statamic at this point. Not at all. But what I will say is we moved our whole blog onto it because I see so much potential there. And I think as a Laravel person who at times uses static site generators, at times uses full-on Craft, and has in the past done full-out, pretty significant Expression Engine WordPress buildouts. There's something really, really great as a developer working in Statamic where I can do almost all my work directly from code and that I'm not running into these weird database sync issues. Every time I'd get a new developer on Craft, they'd say, okay, so I got to copy the latest version of the database down, and then I got to do this. And I'd be like, yeah, it's a different way of working, right? Like, it's a different way of thinking. It's not because Craft is bad. Craft is doing the right fit for a huge clientele. It's an amazing tool. I love it. I love the community. So this is not a diss on Craft at all. It's just saying that there's like Laravel, you know, Rails, and, you know, whatever, Express, whatever you want to call it, like on one side. And then there's like WordPress and Drupal and Expression Engine and Craft on another side. And there's this kind of middle space that so far has only been filled by static site generators, which I think are just way too geeky. And I think Statamic has a really interesting place there. And so I'm not the right person to say what can Statamic do that Craft can't, what can Craft do that Statamic can't. I don't even want to pit them against each other. I just think of them as two tools kind of in my general, you know, toolbox. But I'm very interested in ways that Statamic is both extremely powerful and flexible, and also provides us some opportunities in terms of providing a developer experience, especially, I mean, it's based on Laravel, so, you know, Craft is based on Yi, so writing Yi is basically the same as Laravel, but, you know, it's a little bit less of a jump for Laravel developers. So I'm curious, I don't know for sure, you know, I'm not going to make any prognoses before, I've been working for a long time, but I'm curious about whether, you know, Statamic becomes like the kind of go-to CMS for Laravel developers. I'm really interested to see whether that happens. I have a lot of hope for it. I haven't run into every bug you can possibly run into, so there may be problems, that, you know, but I've run into some of them and I've gotten really great help and, you know, I had a really good, just chance of getting around things. So I'm very curious to see where this goes. Here's another caveat. See, apparently I say this word all the time. I've just been pointed out on Twitter. I've developed a really great relationship with the guys who run it, Jack and Jason, just like I've developed a really great relationship with the guys who run Craft, Brandon and Brad. So caveat, there's friendships all around this beast, but I developed those relationships by hanging out with them in their support channels and asking them annoying questions and just seeing how great they are as people. So I would say if you're bold, try out the V2 beta. If you're not bold, keep listening to the podcast, check out the Titan blog. It's going to be at blog.titan.co because I'm going to be talking more about this and they'll get out of beta soon. And there's going to be basically, and if you're the type of person that's saying, well, why doesn't somebody eventually release a Laravel based CMS? Well, they have. And a lot of people bring those up to me. The problem is knowing Laravel and knowing how to make a good CMS are not the same thing. And so to me, the people who come out of the Expression Engine world, I mean, Brandon, was probably the Brandon who started Craft was probably the best Expression Engine add-on developer there was. Now, I did not spend enough time that world to know if I'm saying a ridiculously dramatic thing, but I don't think so. He was just really good. And Jack really, really understands this world as well. He really knows how to make a good control panel. The UI is beautiful. It's really easy to work with. It's Vue.js, which I love. And so to me, what you need is a combination of people who understand that world with technical strength, right? And I think that both Craft and Statamic bring that. And so I think that to me, Statamic is in the same category that's Craft in. Again, it doesn't have to be a battle between them, but it's a tool in that same area of the toolbox where prior it was Craft or Laravel, basically, you know? And so it's really exciting to see this. I'll keep checking in more and see how it works out. But if you have any tips or tricks for it, let me know. And again, I'll be writing about it probably pretty frequently in the Titan blog because that's what we wrote it on. So check it out, blog.titan.co. We won't actually officially launch the blog until tomorrow, I think. So you just got a sneak peek. But yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS. If you like the show, share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.